Another way you changed the game was shooting. Hank Iba told me that before Adolph came along, you only had to worry about one or two players who could shoot. What was your secret for producing great shooters?
The thing that you have to do is to get uniformity and rhythm into your style. I think that's the thing that's more important than anything else. And if you get this, basketball is a game of habit. And the only way that you can get this habit established is by repetition, thousands and thousands and thousands of times.
But when a player arrived at the university, it wasn't automatic that you were going to tamper with his shooting style.
We don't do that here at the university. When a boy comes in here, if he can shoot anywhere in the vicinity of 45% or above, I see no reason to change his style of shooting. The thing to do, as I've said before, is to get repetition and just give him enough of this repetition and he'll improve that. Of course, if a boy has a flaw, if he pulls back in his shots or things like that, naturally we correct that.